Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Hello, everyone. Welcome today to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I am so excited to present to you today Amanda Monet, who's put on this earth for really one reason. And her reason is so incredible and something that's so in alignment with myself. And that's to support women. But she heals them from the inside out. She goes about it trying to break ancestral patterns and shifting it into the fullest embodiment of who they are at a soul level. Amanda is known to be an energy healer, a certified magnetic mind coach. I can't wait to hear more about that. A certified yoga instructor, an emotion code practitioner, a certified transformational nutritional coach, and she holds a bachelor's degree in psychology. Wow. Let me just take a pause there. That was a lot. Wait till you hear from her on all of these levels. So what she does with her life is she actually helps assist her clients in healing old wounds. And let's face it, we all have them, and up-leveling them to their highest soul aligned version of themselves. She is a woman on a mission to create a movement of healed, badass goddess women who truly are aligned with their heart and their soul, creating a life on their terms, how important, and passionately unleashing their gifts into the world. Amanda is completely committed to her soul work in changing lives, one soul-led, inspired, fierce feminine goddess at a time. Wow. 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 Welcome, Amanda. How are you today?
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm so good, and I'm so excited and honored to be here and to just be able to chat with you today. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Well, I said from the minute I saw not only your bio and just how much it would relate to so many of our viewers or listeners today that just want to learn more. Maybe they have some of these blocks and some of these issues. And I'm just hoping that today you're able to enlighten them, maybe even give them some tools of what they can start to do. And we'll make sure at the end of the podcast, you know how to find Amanda because she's constantly giving phenomenal value to people, where you can find her on social media. But before we start, Amanda, let's start with a question that so many of us have at some part of our lives, right? Some of us have it more than others in different areas of life. And that's the big self-doubt, right? Have you ever had it, and how have you overcome it?
Oh, absolutely. So actually, I hid in the spiritual closet for years. It wasn't until actually last year that I fully was like, okay, this is me and you could take it or leave it. I like played small. I found myself doing things where I was just like waking up every day, going through the motions. I was literally living on like autopilot based on like everything I thought I was supposed to be doing. And it was always a situation to where even when I was younger, I just had this like feeling inside of me that I was like, there's just got to be more. Like, I know there's more inside me. I was never really taught to tap into it, but I always just felt like life was supposed to be this like magical, amazing experience. And I found myself in my 20s not having that experience. And so I started to ask a lot of questions and do a lot of my own like research, and one thing kind of led to the other. And I started to really, really understand the way that things truly work and the way that creation, conscious creation really works, and kind of foundationally what it means to be human. And so it's just like, it's like, if we're not taught these things, like how the heck are we supposed to know? Right. So that is like what I'm passionate about, is being able to now transfer from where I was at in doubting literally not just who I was at my core. Like I didn't believe in myself. I didn't honor those pieces of me. And I was just living life like, again, on like this autopilot. I was actually in my different life, I was a former probation officer. So I did that for 6 years. I was in law enforcement and granted, like I absolutely loved the job, but it just didn't feel like I was fully being me. And I got to the end of it to where like it was definitely part of my journey for sure. I don't regret it for 1 minute, but I got towards the end of it to where I was just kind of like, I wasn't inspired. I didn't wake up feeling inspired. Like it wasn't something that I could see myself doing for another like 25 years. It was more of like, okay, like I've learned these lessons along the way, but now it's time to step into my soul's mission work and like who I truly am and embody that fully. So that was kind of the letting all of, and the way I kind of explain it is how we release this self-doubt. It's like all the stuff that's not innately us, like it's like the stories and the emotions and the things that just feel crappy. Like that's just all the programming that like just needs to go in order for you to clear that channel to be able to tap into who you truly are. And you have access to it all the time, but then, you know, these things sometimes take over because it's, you know, the strong, I'm not good enough, or I can't leave this job because I have to be able to pay my mortgage, you know, all those things that come up that society tells us. So, yeah, it's been an amazing last year. I can say,
yeah, that. I love that though. And you know what? I know there's someone listening today that's maybe in that spot right now. I know I've been in that spot before, and it's that like self-limiting, you know, belief in ourselves, and we're not even trying to consciously do it, but we have these roadblocks, right? And it's kind of like, hey, once you can get the kinks out of the hose and you can allow it to flow. And someone once said that to me, they're like, oh, just let it flow. Let the energy flow. And I'm like, that sounds so like Kupla-ish. Like, I don't think that just sounds like, okay, maybe they can do it because they know how to meditate and they do yoga every day and they live on a farm. And then I realized, no, we can all do that. And regardless of what society, where our surroundings are, you know, who we have in our lives, it's our choice. And creating those habits every day of how we're going to, because we're all going to have self-doubt. I mean, self-doubt creeps into my life every day. I always feel like I'm not pushing myself far enough if I don't have some self-doubt or some, you know, something that could be triggering me to hold me back, but it's being able to work through that. And was there a trigger moment or something that maybe you do every day that just helps you when you do get maybe stuck there?
Yeah. So, and I love that you say that, you know, it is a choice. I think you mentioned, because that's at the end of the day, what all of this is, it's how we're choosing to show up. So, I always explain this to my clients, like your emotion and how you're feeling, like that's your compass. And so there are, you know, layers and levels that can come up to where, okay, it may be like, okay, we need to shift this pattern and release this so you can easily flow to what you want. But it's really truly about choosing what you want and creating from that state. Like you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. It's one of the things that my mentor, Chris Duncan, always told me, because there's a lot of chatter in like the personal development world that's like, oh, you know, you need to go to a million classes and you need to, you know, do this next thing and take this next course and read this next book. And the underlying silent instructions that we're giving ourselves is that we're broken or we need to be healed or, you know, it's not something where we're coming at it of, no, I'm whole. I just need to choose what I want to create and release everything that's in the way of being able to go for what I want without all the resistance. So it's, you know, when you have those things come up, instead of attaching to them, we can acknowledge them. And there are different, you know, methods and things that I use with my clients. One of the main things I use is I work with super conscious. So we have our conscious mind, our unconscious mind, and we also have a super conscious field of energy. So this contains, you know, all of our memories. It contains all of our information from our ancestors, all the stories, all the beliefs, all the events, everything that's like in our energy field. And so we can tap into this energy and we can get information on, okay, is this a repeat pattern Or is this something to just acknowledge and move through? So we can shift that in the moment. We don't have to choose to stay there, because there are some people who that complaining and victim mindset can kind of become an addiction. And so it's really, behavior is the highest form of communication with the universe, right? So it's really shifting. We can shift the energy as well, but the behavior and the inspired action is really going to be what kind of creates those new neural pathways in the body and in the energy field.
Yeah. And just like we can create positive habits, we can also hang on to a lot of negative habits, right? You know, and if every day you're waking up with that mindset and that's how you start your day, that's where your day is going to lead, right? You know what I mean? And I always say, like, you have to come up with whatever your practice is every day and finding how are you going to set that mindset? How are you going to set your intentions for the day? And it doesn't mean, again, I think some people are like, well, I don't have the time, or I'm racing to get the kids out the door. And like, it doesn't have to be a long time, right? It just has to be your time of how you're going to make it work and how you're going to be able to fit that and do it consistently. And that's the biggest thing. And I don't care if that's a 5-minute thing you're doing every day, or an hour thing, or however you're fitting that in, but finding that consistency and setting that path for that mindset. Now, let me ask you another question. So I hear so much about, you know, energy healing and, you know, what you're doing, right? Your brand has been, you know, everyone, I've heard more and more people wanting, you know, getting into that, really helping people shift that energy. And it's so important. How do you define your brand, and how is your brand different than the next person? And how would you give people listening to this, how do they define their brand? Maybe they feel like they're, you know, one of a million, or, you know, something. How have you done that through your career path?
I absolutely love this question, because when I understood that it is literally about just unleashing your soul, like your soul is your brand. It's like, yeah, you have all the strategy and all the other components that go into business. Yes, you absolutely need that. But if you're coming from this place of soul alignment and being 110% authentic to who you truly are and unleashing that, like, that is the brand. That is what magnetizes, like, your soulmate clients to you. Like, I don't want just any clients. Like, I'm here for my soulmate clients, right? Like, the gals that I would want to go out and have a drink with, or, you know, like the people, your soul family, like, because when you're being that level of, and that version of yourself, other people see it. And it's like maybe that piece that they're not fully embodying. And it's like that mirroring effect, right? So they're seeing in you from what you're putting out. They're like, oh, like, it's just a remembrance of who they really are at when it comes down to it. And you're just reminding them by being authentic. So as far as, like, you know, when people say, oh, branding, like, if the energy that you bring to, whether it be a task or, you know, the way you run your business, or even a graphic that you do, or a blog post you write, the energy you bring to that, people will feel it. They may not fully understand what they're feeling, but subconsciously, like, the energy you bring to that thing is felt, like, completely. And so to me, that's what a brand is. It's that embodiment of, like, who you truly are as a soul.
Well, I absolutely love that. And it really reminds me of a conversation I had with someone today. So I think, you know, I have a very large wellness business that I run, and just a real passion of mine. And someone came to me today and they're like, well, I keep getting stuck, or everyone keeps saying no, or no one wants, you know, these products. And I know that's not true. And I literally had to stop her in her tracks. And I said, they're feeling that energy. I feel it. Like, you're giving me anxiety about it. I said, if that's the way your mind's working, you're never, ever going to be able to, you know, share and not convince, not sell, not hound, share a gift. And each day we wake up and I have a gift, you have a gift to serve someone, to make someone's life better, right? At the end of the day, yeah, they're usually monetized, but it's not about the money. It's about the serving part of it. That is what makes us get out of bed. But having that positive energy to serve people in the way they want to be served, right? Anyone could go and find someone doing energy work, right? But they want to work with Amanda because of the way she serves them, because of the way she shows up. They want to, you know, align with my wellness business or, you know, start our collagen product because of the way I'm going to serve them and the way that I feel and embody it, right? But that's so important. You can't pretend to do that. You truly have to feel that. And if you're listening today and you don't feel that like from within, you know, within yourself, or it doesn't make you jump out of bed, do some self-reflection. You know, are you aligned with your right mission? And Amanda said that earlier. You know, she used to be a probation officer, which is so badass, but she realized that that wasn't like her true meaning or alignment or purpose or legacy. And she was willing to take that risk. And I hear so many people, like you said, bring up factors. Well, because, well, what if this doesn't work out? Or what if I can't pay the mortgage? Or what if this? Or what if that? Or what if that? I mean, your entire life can be lived that way. You know, and it's like the sliding doors. You know, you have to decide, am I going to go through it or am I going to stay on the train? And that's your decision. But ultimately, what I hear Amanda saying, and through energy work and through consistency, is that you have a choice. You have a choice to move on. And as you listen to this today, do some self-reflection. Ask yourself, am I where I want to be? And if you're not, it's okay. But take some time to really reflect on that. Reach out to Amanda. I know she has so much great information that she can really help you next level that area of your life and provide, you know, inspiration. So with that being said, I mean, what makes you feel like you show up at your best self every day? Is there a routine that you have or something that you do or something you can share with the audience, maybe a book that you're reading right now that you feel could help them?
Yeah, there's a couple different things. For me, because when I'm feeling good about myself and just like what I'm doing, it's like, then it just amplifies and I'm able to show up on a different level for my clients because I'm the type of person, like I'm either completely out or I'm 110%. Like there's no in between for me. Like I'm showing up. So, I mean, just like the things that I do on a daily basis, like my alarm goes off at 4:45 every morning and I'm to the gym. That's the first thing that I do for the day because, strong body, strong mind. Like it's, you know, it's important to integrate these things as a lifestyle. And that's one of the things I even, you know, I hear people all the time, oh, I need to lose weight. It's like, no, like that's that idea. First of all, like when we're talking about mindset, it's no, what is it that you want to create? Like you want to create a healthy, vibrant body. Like that's what you want to create. Feel the difference between the energy of the two. If you're like, oh, I have to diet and I have to lose weight and I have to show up to the gym. And it's like this thing, this obligation. And you know, it's like you're fighting against this thing that you don't want versus no, I'm like, I'm choosing to create this healthy body, this vessel that I'm going to have for the next, you know, 50, 60, 100, maybe 200 years. Maybe we paradigm shift and, you know, we create a bunch of humans that like outlive the rest of them. Who knows? I think anything's possible. But yeah, it's just an important, our bodies are not designed to be sedentary. So that is one main thing that is just a big part of my life. Like if I don't get my exercise in, I feel it on all levels. So in addition to, you know, healthy eating, I drink a gallon of water a day. It's just part of my lifestyle now. So, and then, you know, I have my spiritual practices too. I, do my meditations and, you know, things that like, I have a free audio that I offer to people that I actually use. If I feel an emotional trigger come up, I use my own audio because I was like, oh my gosh, no, this actually works. So I use my own practices. And it's just, again, it's just a lifestyle and we're not meant to, like, it's not meant to be perfect. We're human, right? It's fluctuating. It's evolving. Like, you know, it's not like a destination. It's just really, what do you want? How do you want to feel? And that's the difference. It's not, oh, you have to, it's a choice even on that side of things as well.
Yeah. And I think when you go from, I have to do it to, I'm so lucky to do it. I'm so lucky to be able to go to the grocery store and be able to buy all the groceries for my family because we have the funds to be able to do so, more so than, oh, I got to go to the grocery store and I got to grocery shop for the week, you know? And it's, again, it's just that shift, you know, of how you're going to look at life. And we'd be lying to everyone. I don't wake up every day and say, ah, yes, I get to go to the gym. But once I've made it a habit too. And I know you and I both get up super early. And, you know, I'm usually at the gym, you know, by 4:55, sometimes 5:01, you know, it just depends on the morning and how many loads of laundry I try to get done before I go there. But with that being said, you know, that choice and, you know, after you do and you create those habits, when you don't create those habits, you know, those few days that I haven't gone to the gym or I've made an excuse not to go, my whole day just kind of feels off, right? And it's not all about, hey, listen, you got to go out and get a vigorous workout in, right? Just creating some sort of movement, I always say, creating some sort of personal development in the morning. I don't care if that's, you know, I know for me, it's kind of simple. It's called, you know, I look at this book and I always pick out a quote every day. And I just really try to reflect upon it, what it means to me in my life that day, who I can share it with, who may need to hear it. And that like gives me that like spiritual side of it. And then lastly, some sort of, you know, side of you that, you know, gets you mentally stimulated, you know, whether that's, hey, listen, I'm going to read 5 pages in a book every day, or I'm going to, you know, read an editorial or something. And those like three things, those trifecta, when I have those three things happen to me in the morning, it really sets my intention, you know what I mean? For what's to come in the rest of the day. The other thing is, I know you and I share such a commonality, and I know a lot of women who are listening to this right now, just the empowerment of other women. And I know you have a big philosophy that like, as you rise and as you get successful and as you've built this practice, you want to help encourage other people, especially women. I mean, again, it's, you know, men too. And I know we have a lot of men viewers, listeners also, but talk to me a little bit about women empowerment and why it's such a big part of your focus.
Oh, I love this too. it's just one of those things where, I think when we rise and lift others up and share our experiences, you know, it may be even something where I'm just like two steps ahead of the woman that I can kind of guide and be like, hey, I was there in the same situation 6 months ago. Like it's not about, you know, me having all the answers. It's I always say my job's done when my clients are like good to go. Like I'm not the coach that if you want to be here for 5 years, like, you know, granted we up level and things like that, but no, like it's about tuning into your inner power, taking your power back and you like getting support from other women, and us all supporting each other in this journey. It's not, that to me, that's the foundation of all of it, because, it's needed on this planet right now. It's damn needed. And I think that, I know that that's what a lot of us are here to do, because there is a shift in consciousness going on. And there's a lot of people doing that inner reflection and asking those questions. Am I truly happy? Like, is this like kind of like where I shared earlier that I was, you know, is this where I'm meant to be for the rest of my life? Is this the end game? Because I always ask myself, even when I'm, you know, making investments in my business and doing things of that nature, what would the up-leveled version of myself be? That next level version of myself? Like, she would say probably yes to this. So, you know, it's about pushing up against those uncomfortable edges. So it's a difference, right? You know, we obviously have our ego, and our ego's job is to keep us safe. And you know, it does serve a purpose in certain situations. I'm not saying the ego is all bad, but, you know, it obviously, it doesn't necessarily want us to push up against those edges. And those edges and those little uncomfortable pockets are where that soul expansion and the next level growth comes from. And I found that again and again in my life where, you know, maybe kind of like, you know, have this uncomfortable period. And then I'll say yes to something that I would have said, oh gosh, like that's not for me. That's too expensive, or I can't do that, or I can't quit my job. Like, but as I say yes, the universe responds tenfold to me. And so it's like, okay, like, I'm like, I get this. I get the way this works now.
I absolutely agree. And it's saying yes to the things that are going to next level you, or going to bring you joy. I know a lot of us, especially as females, say yes to things that don't, right? And that was a hard lesson for me. You know, as a mom of two young kids, I started saying no to no, I'm not going to bake the brownies because that didn't bring me joy. So I, you know what? I went and bought these like absolutely adorable brownies, and maybe I spent three times the amount than the boxed, but you know what? It didn't bring me joy. My kids were just as happy. They had no idea. Or just things that you can do to make sure you're saying yes to the things that are really going to lead you in that direction and no to the things that don't. Now you said you had a pivotal point, like when you decided, hey, listen, enough is enough. I need to go and, you know, be Amanda, spread this energy, empower women, bring them to the next level with this energy healing. Was that like a one thing that happened in your life? Or was that just, did that just kind of happen over time? Like someone that's at that point right now, that's listening right now saying, well, will someone just knock on my door and tell me one day? Or what would be your suggestion there?
So another like little tidbit. So when I left my job in law enforcement, I basically sidestepped. So I was still avoiding for a couple months. I knew like what I was meant to do. And I was even in some certification programs. Like I knew what was coming, but that part of me that was still a little scared, like I sidestepped into another, like basically like just an office job working with my family. And, it was a situation to where I had, again, been avoiding this calling. And the universe had set it up very intricately because I was actually my home. I'll get a little vulnerable here. So my home was, I was supposed to be moving down to Southern California to open up a second branch of the family business. And my home was in escrow. Like I sold my home in Northern California and I was going to be moving here to SoCal with my brother. And a couple different things happened to where it was like the universe was like, if you don't freaking quit, like it was, I had no option. Like I was backed into a corner. It was to the point where it was like the best way I can describe it is it just like my pieces of my soul were dying every day. Like not listening to the call and continuing to walk into a environment where I was, it was just basically like I was answering phones and doing operations type stuff. And so it was a situation to where I was like, I just couldn't, I couldn't do it anymore. Like it was hurting my soul too bad. And so, this interaction happened with a coworker to where I was like, oh boy. Like I was like, I quit on the spot. I grabbed my things. I left. I told my family, like, I love you guys. Like, this is nothing personal, but I got to go. Like, I have to go do this. And nobody necessarily understood at the moment fully. Like, I think they thought I was going to, I don't know, maybe come back or whatever, because it was like, people were like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to trust the universe. I'm going to start my business. So I ended up still moving down to Southern California. I just started my business here instead of working for the family company. So it's like almost like when we don't answer the call, like we continue to get like tapped by the universe, like, hey, like your soul and the universe together, like you're gonna listen now. And then it's, you know, like when you don't, like sometimes the, you know, taps become screams and you're like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah, there's a calling, like someone's telling me something and I better start listening, right? But that is easier said than done at some point, right? But it's making sure that you're listening to your intuition that way. And you know, I think the biggest F word that holds us back is fear, right? I know you all thought I was going to say something else, but you know, it's like it holds us back in life about the what if, or if this doesn't happen, or this doesn't, you know, progress. And, you know, we can live our whole life that way. And what Amanda ultimately helps so many people do is kind of clear that out of the way. Take that fear, take those obstacles, take the kinks and the hoses and allow that flow to happen. And with that being said, Amanda, you know, what is, you know, some of the key characteristics that you see maybe your clients when they first start to work with you versus when they leave you? Or, you know, or start to really see that progression transform? Is there like one characteristic or that you really, really try to hone in on?
So I would say the first thing that came to mind when you said that, so I'm just going to go with it, was like a lack of confidence, because I'm not going to sit there and give, like, I'm not going to sit there and tell my client, you shall do this. You know, that's not my style. That's, I think that it is so important to empower our clients as coaches. And it's okay, let's like close your eyes and take a deep breath in, like focus on your heart space, like by doing that heart breathing, like centering in. And that is like a way we can tap into our soul and everything. And so I teach them how to go within and get that inner guidance. And so I've seen a lot of my clients be like, hey, like I just got all these downloads of all these information and next steps. Like that's the point of all of this. Like it's not, you know, I'm not here to like, you already know within you what your next step is, what you're here to be doing. That's not my job to tell you. My job is to empower you to remember that and to help you do the heavy lifting, to clear some of the crap that is in the way of accessing that, or to be able to, because it all comes down also to identity and structure. So, in a lot of us, it's like, you know, I'm 31 years old. So for X amount of years, I've been rooting in this identity and this structure of who I am. It could be in all areas. So you got, you know, the finances and different things around relationships and the way that you perceive the world. But it gets so deeply embedded in. And so it's really forgetting who you are. It's changing this identity and stepping into a new identity of who you truly are and who you're choosing to be from that place of soul alignment. So that's a lot of times why people don't see the results as well. Because, you know, you'll have people like, oh, let's, you know, do these energy work, whatever. It's like, that's cool. But then you're going to still have the identity poking its head up. That's like, oh, I'm not good enough. Or, oh, you know, like I'm a blue collar person. Like I can't create a 7-figure, 8-figure business. And then you may take 4 steps forward to take 4 steps back. And so it's like this push pull against these two parts. And so it's working with these parts to get one part that is working together to make it so you can flow to those end results and those true choices versus, you know, the push pull, the stuckness, the fighting, because that's what happens when we're rooted in these old identities and we don't work to clear that stuff and create from that space consciously.
Absolutely. You know, and it's the fight or flight, you know what I mean? You decide, hey, listen, I'm going to go fight it or I'm going to flight it, or what am I going to do in between? And you're so right. Like that confidence, it takes time. And I want everyone to remember that if you're stuck right now and you're listening to this and you're like, well, look at Amanda did it. And, you know, Erica's doing this, and stop the comparison first. And it takes time. You know, I am sure if Amanda and I taught you long enough and told you all the trials and the tribulations and the failures and the stubbing of the toes, we would be here for the next, you know, 7 hours, right? And we're not going to do that to you today. But what we're going to remind you is that all of those things that lead up to it allow that to happen. So if you are stuck and you're listening to this right now, maybe you even feel frustrated because you're like, how did they do that? It's okay. It's like a muscle, right? It takes time to form. It takes a time to get that memory to, you know, practice it and perfect it. And like Amanda said, it's not her job to tell you what to do. It's to empower you and encourage you to do it. Just like a personal trainer, right? You decided to go to the gym. You decided you wanted to next level your health or your fitness level. They're going to help guide you and empower you to become stronger, right? Empower you to become, you know, the best version of yourself. But you made the decision. So at the end of the day, guys, it takes you making that decision. Sometimes easier said than done. So if you're listening today and you're like, you know what? Yes, I'm going to go make that decision. I'm going to make the conscious effort. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself that time and give yourself that grace. And that's what this podcast is all about, right? We got to be gritty and go after our goals. We got to give ourselves that grace when we just need to and be able to say, I'm enough today. But we also need to celebrate the glitz and the good things that come into our life, because so often we're ready to jump to the next thing before we actually celebrate all of the things that we've actually accomplished. So with that being said, Amanda, I am so thrilled that everyone got to listen to just your absolute inspiration, your golden nuggets today. They were able to be inspired by you, learn a little bit. I mean, hearing that you're a probation officer, what you're doing to help other women. I mean, the stories of you literally just walking away from the family business. I mean, that takes guts, right? That takes, there had to be fear along the way. So with that being said, Amanda, where can people find you? How can they get connected to you? How can they start following you and learn a little bit more? And if they're interested in some of this work, how they can, you know, get in touch with you?
I love that. You're so sweet. So one thing I love to do is offer like free high value content. Like that's one thing too, because to me, it's all about relationships. Like I do have a Facebook group. I don't know, maybe we can note it in like the show notes or something. So it's easy for you guys to find, but, I do monthly, like free group energy recode. So like the process I use is a super conscious recode along with some other like modalities. I put my own little spin on it, but I help, the ladies in that group, consciously create what they want. And so like, in addition to posting, you know, other different blog posts, inspiring content, like I like to keep everything like super high vibe. Obviously we have stuff that, you know, comes up, but when we're focusing on that positive stuff, it just continues to grow, right? And there's a space where we can, you know, focus on all of the other stuff that's coming up that needs to be cleared. But yes, I do have a Facebook group. And then I also, I have some like free audios that I offer, on my website as well, which is just my name, Amanda Monier. So I definitely love connecting, with other women and, you know, I'm always open to answering questions. If you're interested in this type of work or just want to learn more or even learn some of the stuff on your own and just take whatever you need. Like, you know, it's everybody's in a different space. And maybe one thing that we said here shifted massive things for you. You know, maybe you want to learn more, maybe you want more support. I can you know, I'm happy any way I can help. I'm here to serve women and that's just definitely my passion. I'm super passionate about that.
And I can feel it. It like literally oozes out of her like pores. It was one of the reasons that I wanted to get her on the podcast because you deserve to spread that glitz to everyone else, Amanda. And other people deserve to hear everything you have to share and what you have to say. We absolutely will include how people can find you on social media, where they can find some of that free valuable content and how they can get in touch with you. Amanda, I just want to thank you so much for joining Grit, Grace, and Glitz today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing so much goodness. And everyone, let's go after it. Let's go make today awesome. Cheers to you. Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.